This is the BBC live program.
Molly?
Yes, Mr. Hyman.
For whom is this order?
You mean the two gross patent leather belts in brown with the suede stitching?
What else? So for whom is it for, already?
Special order. Special order, Mr. Platt. Oh. We're doing our best, but this other order is taking the time.
Which is this?
The red plastic with the green buckles and 27 holes in each belt is crazy.
Oh, let me see that order. Red plastic, green buckles, 37 holes in each belt. Must be Miss Sugar. Who would place such an order?
Oh, it doesn't say.
Well, find out right away. I must know.
That was an excerpt from For Whom the Bell Tolls. And now in our series, a film worth remembering, which is more than can be said for the next half hour.
However, if you're seeking relief from some of the more sordid things in life, then switch off quick. Because here's a sort of radio show which is beyond our ken. Among those taking part are Misanthrope, Monsieur Armand Dicing, the Right Honourable Sir Marchmont Thackersley Mellifont, high-caste fire-eating, the Serviette and Paper Doily Cart Opera Company, Miss Caroline Catapult.
She's there, self-gown.
To continue, Lionel Bartok, Russ Preeny, and of course, Mr. Kenneth Horne, who prefers to remain anonymous. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horne.
Good evening. Welcome to Beyond Our Ken, the show which prides itself on giving listeners everything they deserve. In other words, if you listen to us, it serves you right, doesn't it? Well, I had a very eventful week. On Monday, I got annoyed. Well, I'd never had annoyed before. I didn't really know what to do with it, so I took it to the RSPCA. And they said, that's a nice little annoyed. Very rare. You don't often see annoyed. Plenty of livid about, but not annoyed. How did you come by it? And I said, well, I didn't buy it. It just arrived. Just then a policeman came in and said, what's this? And I said, it's annoyed. And he said, well, it looks quite happy to me. And I said, yes. Yes, it is happy, but it's still annoyed. To which he replied,
oh, stop hanging it out like that.